What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. What a joy it is to be back with you to present Jesus and His love for each one of us. Today I want to talk a little bit about the rolling waves. And I know that each one of us might be faced with either time and time again or you probably had in the past situations that seem to be so unbearable. But there is always a way out. There is always a comfort. There is always a word. There is always the strength that we need to go through certain things in our lives. And Jesus, thank God, He always offers us some of the most comforting joy that we could ever have in this life. And I'll be reading today from the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter, looking from the 22nd verse. It says right here that straight away, Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him onto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. Now, this was right after Jesus fed the multitudes and, you know, they had a miracle of 12 baskets full of fragments, according to Matthew 14:20. So while Jesus was encouraging the multitude to go back home and to let others know what they have experienced in their lives, Jesus, in the meantime, secretly, privately went to His disciples and said, "Listen, I would like you to get over the other side of the Sea of Galilee. It's also known as the Sea of Tiberias. I had the opportunity of crossing the Sea of Galilee on numerous occasions, and there are times that the wind, because it's a very mountainous area around Caesarea or Capernaum. And you know, the thing about it here is that because of the mountain peaks and the way where the lake or the sea is situated, suddenly, because of the cross winds and so forth, a storm would just break out without warning. And here we find that the Bible declares that Jesus constrained His disciples, and that word straight away is a word of urgency, and the Lord knew exactly what He was about to do in the life of His disciples. Here it was that the crowd that He fed, the multitude, they had enough. And He fed them and He took care of their needs. And I would like you to know, it doesn't matter what you and I might be faced with in life, that God always have an abundance of His grace to offer each one of us. And He just fed over 5,000 men besides women and children who were there present on the mountain. And Jesus told the disciples, He said, "Go to the other side." And here it is in verse 22. It says, "Straight away Jesus constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go before Him, so that He would be able to speak with the crowd and to encourage them to go into their various or separate homes." And this is a remarkable character of the claim and knowledge of Jesus. Remember, He is King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords. That's His title. And I would like you to know that Jesus will not become king of Israel by a democratic process. He is not elected. He is not an elected king. He was born king. He is king by the will of God. He will finally become king one day. He will become King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And that's a promise that God made to David, King David, that your throne will be established forever. And here it is that Jesus Christ, He is Lord, and He has the ability and the power that we need today to overcome many things in our lives whenever we are struggling, whenever we are passing through life and we are being faced with hardship. We can turn our attention and focus on the word of Almighty God. It says in verse 23 through 24, and when he had sent the disciples away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening came, he was there all alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The Lord right now was in the mountains, in the place of prayer. The disciples, wow, they are way down on the Sea of Galilee in a storm, and they were in the thick blackness. The darkness was all around them. They are in a place of peril. And sometimes you and I could be in a place of peril, and it seems as though darkness might be surrounding us on all fronts. What a picture this is, you know, for our day and time. There are times that we go through circumstances of which we cannot see a way out. And I don't know what those circumstances might be in your life, but one thing I do know is that our Lord, He has gone to the Father. He is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and He is making intercession for you and I. He came into our world. He died on the old rugged cross, gave His life for each one of us. He gave His blood as a ransom for each one of us. He traded His life on Calvary that you and I can experience not only life, but grace in abundance. And today we are here, right down here, in a time of trouble. Just the other day, one of America's greatest economists, he was talking about the unemployments that are taking place in America. And he made it very clear that there are about 14 million people in the United States who are out of jobs. And there are many more who are still looking for a job. And can you imagine, every time the United States goes into a depression or a circumstance like that, Canada feels the very sting of it, because we are just behind the United States. They are our greatest trading partner, or should I say our largest trading partner. And if they could no longer buy from Canada, we are going to be in a situation or in a hole that we wouldn't be able to come out. And all around the world, when we look at Greece, at Portugal, Ireland, and Germany, and some of these places in Europe, great economy, the stock markets keep on plunging on a daily basis. One moment men are saying that, you know, there is peace. One moment they are saying that we have the answer. Our governments are going to implement more ways of finding jobs. But I would like to say today that it doesn't matter what the government does or set forth to do, except God blesses the nation. The nations will not experience all the beautiful things that God would like us to experience and to enjoy while we're in this life. And we need to realize that. Right now, Canada is faced with an unemployment situation. The United States, Europe, half of Africa is faced with a lot of devastations. There are a lot of things going on around the world. And we need to look up to heaven. We need to look around and realize that Jesus made it very clear that before He comes back, one of these days, that all these things, they shall be perils, they shall be pestilences. There are droughts in many parts of the world, while there are floods taking place in the other parts of the world, destroying crops and livestock and everything else. And we are being faced with a tremendous, horrible situation that we would not be able to get out of. Oh, if only men today would turn to God and cry out to Him for help. That is what God desires, because our help does not come from anyone but from the Lord. David says our help does not come from the east nor the west, the north nor the south, but our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and the earth. And here it is that the disciples, they were caught in the middle of the storm in verse 25. It says, in the fourth watch of the night, what happened? Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. The fourth watch is the morning watch, from 3 a.m. until daylight. Now here it is. The Lord came walking on the sea, going to His disciples. And I think that will be the watch in which He will come for us at the rapture. in the darkest of hour, when we least expect him, when everything is out of control. And right now, the world is out of control. Youths are out of control right now in their schools. Just the other day, you know, just before children and students went back to university, they were binging and drinking, and some were involved in all kinds of illegal activities. And we realized, and we heard from the news, is that one young man died from over drinking. And these things are happening in our world. There are drugs everywhere. Even the police are wringing their hands in despair. There is a hopeless situation around the world. Crimes are rising like wildfire. And we need to keep our eyes fixed on the Word of God. You know, beloved, there are many educators out there today who are pushing to oust and to get rid of the Word of God. Many were being successful, and they just do not want the mention of Christ or anything religious in the schools of today. And I tell you, we are reaping a bitter harvest at this present time in which we are living in. There are men who would have us believe that they know they have the answer. And there are many politicians who are saying, listen, we have the answer. We hold the key to man's success. But I tell you something. The Bible says, except the Lord builds the house, they that build it in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, except the Lord blesses. The Bible also says, if we who are called by God's name should humble ourselves, turn away from our wicked ways, and seek the face of God, call upon Him, He will heal the land, He'll forgive us of our trespasses, and He will restore all the things that are taken away from us. In verse 26, it says that when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were troubled. They thought it was a spirit, and they cried out for help. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, for it is I, be not afraid. And I don't know what you're going through in your life today, and it seems as though that your situation might be hopeless. But when you look up, Jesus is right there walking towards you. He will never leave you. He says in His Word, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, but I will be right there with you unto the very end. In verse 28, it says, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if you are the one, for sure, that I can trust and hold on to, bid me come unto thee on the water. Now, can you imagine that Peter has certainly been criticized many times for this? But I tell you, Peter put his faith in God. And I like what Peter did in verse 28. The first thing he said was, Lord. He called Jesus Lord. He called Him his master. He called Him his savior. And unless we recognize Jesus as Lord, we would not be able to know His mercy, His grace, nor His compassion for each one of us. In verse 29, Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And in verse 30, it says, when he saw the wind boisterous and he saw the waves, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And I believe this is the shortest prayer that anyone ever prayed in the Bible. He said, Lord, save me. These three words just brought compassion to the heart of Jesus. And you know, in the midst of the rolling waves, Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him and said, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? So I would like you to know today, despite all that you're going through and the waves in your life, that Christ is right there. I don't know the turmoil. I don't know the winds that are blowing against your heart. I don't know the situation you're in, but right where you are, I would like you to know today that Christ is right there in the midst of your storm. And beloved, I would like you to know that God is on your side. May the Lord richly bless you. That's all the time we have for this hour. And may the Lord richly keep you and abundantly take care of all of your need.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P 3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.